The Property Pod. Pod. Welcome to The Property Pod with MoneyWeb. The property sector is an ever-changing sector. And in this podcast series, your host, Suren Naidu, chats to movers and shakers in the property industry.
Hello and welcome to The Property Pod, South Africa's premier property investor podcast. My name is Suren Naidu, and on this weekly show, we gain insider insights from leading CEOs, analysts, developers and entrepreneurs in the country's dynamic property industry. We have another Tourism Month link podcast in this week's episode, but the guest is also the CEO of one of SA's major property developers, landlords, one could even say precinct managers, and it is also a big hotel owner with about 2,000 hotel rooms in its portfolio. It is the Cape Town-based Amdeur Group, which is a private company with James Wilson as its CEO. He shares his insights on the group, its major developments, and the property and tourism industries. Welcome to the Property Pod, James Wilson. How's the weather down in booming Cape Town?
Hello, Suren. Thanks very much for having me back on MoneyWeb again. It's been a while since I've been on a podcast with you. But the weather today is particularly miserable, but we've had some great weather in Cape Town recently, so I can't complain.
Well, I'm sure summer's going to be a hit season, so let's look forward to that. James, thank you for the opportunity. I know you've probably been interviewed by our radio shows before, but on the Property Pod, it's actually your first time. Amdeur Group may not be listed on the JSC, but it, as I mentioned earlier, it's a major player in the property space in South Africa with some landmark developments and iconic precincts. Your most high-profile development on the go currently is Arbor Arch in Cape Town's foreshore. Let's kick off with that. Perhaps you want to share a little bit of where things stand currently, how much has been invested, because it's a massive project as you enter the Cape Town CBD.
Indeed. So Harbour Arch, upon completion, will be made up of six towers. And we anticipate the total capital value of the six towers to be in the region of 15 billion rand. It will make Harbour Arch the largest single investment into the Cape Town CBD and create an alternate part of the city for Cape Townians to live, work and play, alternate being to perhaps the V&A waterfront, which is our prominent real estate asset in Cape Town. But we're very excited about Harbour Arch. We've completed Tower 1 and occupation took place in May of 2023. We completed 560 apartments in Tower 1. We also have a restaurant podium and a ground floor retail. And of those 560 apartments, what really makes us very excited is the fact that we incorporated 82 affordable apartments, which are retained by the Amdeck Group on a rental basis. And we rent those out to people from previously disadvantaged groups, people who work in the city. And we're very excited about that particular initiative and hope that it might become something of the future for other developers in South Africa.
Thanks for that, James. It is quite a topical issue, affordable housing and housing in general, not just in Cape Town, but across the country. But you have some big proponents about creating more affordable housing. So it's interesting to hear about that component. Just on the overall development, when is it expected to fully be complete? And how has demand been? As I mentioned, Cape Town is booming with a number of property developments on the go at the moment, all, I assume, competing, as it were, for investors' money.
Indeed, Cape Town has become a really popular city. It always was. Perhaps COVID has helped to make Cape Town even more popular, with more and more international tourists coming into the city and more airlines servicing the city. So, yeah, we are very fortunate that we have a well-run city, a well-run province, and it's a great place for real estate developers such as the Amdeck Group to invest into projects. And yes, the CBD has become competitive, and I think that's great for the city. And as an investor into Cape Town and a resident of Cape Town, I'm very excited about the wonderful investment that both the Amdeck Group and other developers are participating in the city. We're never overly concerned about competition because we want our products to stand on their own two feet and to deliver something unique to our investors. So we really focus on what we can do and how we can create a unique selling proposition for our investors and our homeowners. And at Harbour Arch, we're trying to do that. We've already invested 2.5 billion rand in the first tower. We're excited at the prospect of our second tower, which we hope to start construction on early next year. And that will be a five-star Marriott hotel of approximately 400 hotel rooms and approximately 100 associated apartments, which will be linked to the hotel, which I think will be something quite exciting for investors. They can buy one of those apartments, link it to the hotel, so when they're not using the apartment, they can generate a reasonable income out of the apartment, but have the benefits of using all the facilities within the hotel, within a five-star hotel. And of course, as you know, Marriott are big partners of the Amdek Group in South Africa, and they're the largest hotel group in the world. So we're always very proud to put up a new Marriott-branded hotel and delighted to be able to do that in the Cape Town CBD.
Thanks for mentioning that, especially with that Tourism Month link. You have a Marriott in your Melrose Arch development and another Marriott in the Cape Town Waterfront section. It's not part of the V&A. So yeah, it's quite exciting. You say 400 rooms. How important is that Marriott relationship? Because clearly you chosen Marriott to be your partner for your various developments across the country.
Yeah, we have a wonderful relationship with the Marriott Group. Obviously, it's not exclusive. They're the single largest hotel operator in the world, and they have a big presence in South Africa when they took over the Protea Hotel Group some years ago. And at that point in time, we had two hotels which were operated by Protea. The relationship, of course, passed across to Marriott. And since then, we've had a wonderful relationship with Marriott. We now have five Marriott hotels completed and operating and all running very efficiently. And in fact, with the real boom in tourism that's taking place in South Africa right now, they are among our very best performing assets, our hotels, which obviously is very encouraging for us. This new hotel that we intend to build in Cape Town, we think will be just as successful as the other hotels that we have. And the other thing that we love about hotels is they create massive employment for South Africans, which is a wonderful thing. You know, I think property developers, not only do we create employment during the construction phase of our developments, but we also create a lot of post-construction employment. And we would anticipate a hotel of that size to employ on a permanent basis somewhere in the region of 400 people. I mean, that's encouraging in a country where we have such high unemployment, the fact that we can do our little bit to try and create some more employment opportunities for people. And I think hospitality is a wonderful industry for young South Africans to go into and get on-the-job training from such a magnificent international company as Marriott. And that's one of the reasons why we love partnering with them.
Thank you for that. Turning back to the broader Amdek Group, can you highlight some of the other major developments and development divisions in the group? People will be very familiar with Melrose Arch, but you also have a retirement estate developer known as Evergreen Lifestyle and other divisions. Just to give a nice, well-rounded perspective of the overall group for us, please.
Yeah, sure. So the Amdek Group essentially has five main divisions that we focus on. And in no particular order, the first one is we're a big proponent of mixed-use developments, large-scale mixed-use developments. And Melrose Arch in Johannesburg is probably our finest example of our mixed-use schemes. It's won a number of international awards, and I'm sure people in Johannesburg we'll frequent it quite regularly because it's a very popular entertainment place. Coupled to that, we'd have Harbour Arch in Cape Town, where we're trying to replicate the same style of place for entertainment and live, work and play that we've created in Johannesburg through Melrose Arch. We want to do the same thing for Cape Townians at Harbour Arch. And we have a number of other buildings that fall into that mixed use category. For example, the Yacht Club, as you mentioned earlier, which is located in the Cape Town waterfront, immediately adjacent to the V&A. So yeah, we're big proponents of mixed-use developments. They're large in scale. They take many years to develop, between 10 and 15 years to develop out. Our second division is lifestyle security estates. which is a booming part of South African real estate industry, obviously catering to things such as good levels of security to avoid the crime that we sometimes experience in South Africa. And examples of those would be Val d'Avis in the Paarl-Franschhoek Valley, Pearl Valley, adjacent to Val d'Avis, also in Franschhoek Paarl area. Somerset West, we have a development called Satari Country Estate with approximately 3,000 homes. It's about 50% developed. In the Port Elizabeth area, we have Westbrook, also around 3,000 homes, which is partly under construction. And that really contains our lifestyle estates. And that's really based around families and how we can service families in wonderful country estates with lots of facilities and lots of opportunities for families to have a great lifestyle together. Our third division, which is a very large growth division, is our Evergreen Lifestyle brand, which is a retirement product. Currently, we have 8 retirement villages throughout the country, mostly in the Western Cape, but we do have villages in Johannesburg, and we have a number of land holdings in KZN and the Eastern Cape, which we intend to develop over the next few years. That's a really exciting product. We sell it on a life ride basis. We're probably the largest proponent of life ride retirement homes in the country. Our fourth division is an integrated housing or affordable housing division, where we have developed in excess of 1,500 apartments in Johannesburg in the past, in an area called 120 N Street in Dornfontein, relatively close to Ellis Park, where we were very excited to be able to do a land assembly of about 13 buildings, which we developed over a 2 to 3 year period and created, as I mentioned earlier, 1,500 fantastic low-cost, affordable housing units for hardworking families that wanted to live close to the CBD where they work and not burden themselves with huge commutes in and out of decentralized residential locations. We have another product in Ottery in Cape Town where we intend to build approximately 1,000 affordable houses called Golden Grove, again targeting younger families from disadvantaged backgrounds, disadvantaged communities, where we can keep the rentals at very affordable levels between 5,000 and 10,000 rand per month to assist people to live with their families and have a great opportunity to be close to schools and places of work. And then our fifth division is our Amdek International business, which we can probably talk a little bit more about later, but we're based not only in South Africa, but also in the United Kingdom and in the USA. So that really makes up our 5 divisions.
It's quite a large group. On Melrose Arch, before development started on the Cape Town foreshore development, Melrose Arch is probably the most well-recognized with the Amdek group. What's the next big thing there? Because you had that Marriott Hotel that was developed as part of that One and Whiteley development, but that opened just before COVID. When can we see the next cranes up in Melrose Arch?
Well, Melrose Arch is a magnificent development, and we're very proud to be the owners of that particular piece of real estate. It's really an iconic product and loved by many people in Johannesburg, and we hope that that will continue to be the case. And yes, as you point out, we haven't done much development since COVID, because COVID had a very negative effect on the real estate industry. In particular, all public-facing products such as hotels and conference facilities and restaurants and coffee shops and those sort of businesses had to close down, as you are well aware, for protracted periods of time. And I'm proud to say that the Amdek Group was a particularly understanding landlord in that we helped all of our tenants wherever we possibly could, and we wrote off huge amounts of rental income that we were perfectly entitled to receive legally in order to support those restaurants. And we did so on the basis that each and every one of those businesses that benefited from rental relief from ourselves passed that rental relief on to their employees in some way or other, to keep them fully employed during that very difficult COVID period. But to get back to your question, yes, we're very keen to get on with things in Melrose Arch. It's a little bit of a challenge, Johannesburg, at the moment, because there still remains some level of instability at local government level. And, you know, all real estate developers, all we really want is certainty and stable environments in which to develop. So, yes, it's a bit of a challenge. We've got some fantastic new developments, which are mostly built around residential and hospitality, hotels and additional restaurants and that sort of thing that we intend to build at Melrose Arch. They're all in our bottom drawer waiting to go. And all we're really waiting for is two things. We're looking for some movement on interest rates, which we hope to see this week and next week, both globally, hopefully with the US Federal Reserve leading the way with some interest rate reductions this week, and hopefully South Africa next week with some reductions, which will send some positivity to consumers. And then the other thing we're looking for really is just some stability at local government level at Joburg Municipality, because we're a big user of those municipal services and we want to be investing in a geographical location where there is stability and where real estate developers can expect to get fair returns. So, yeah, we'd love to get on with more at Melrose Arch. We can probably double the infrastructure that we already have built at Melrose Arch. We're about 300,000 square meters of bulk as things stand. We can probably take that up to about 600,000 square meters, which will make it a really substantial landmark precinct. We'd love to be getting on with it. As I say, we're just waiting for two things. We're looking for interest rates to come down a little bit, which will give consumers more confidence. And we're looking for stability at local government level.
James, the Amdic Group, where did it all begin? How did you get involved and to become so successful and such a big operator across South Africa and so many different areas of the property industry?
Well, the Amdic Group started way back in 1989, so this is our 35th consecutive year in business. And it started when my father and I, my father's name is John Wilson, he's a civil engineer by profession, when we both got together and decided that it would be a good idea to participate and invest together into some small little residential projects that we had our eyes on in Cape Town's southern suburbs. And like all good businesses, we started off in a little garage that had been converted into an office adjoining to my father's house. And it's always great to, you know, remember one's humble beginnings. And I think like most successful businesses, we focused on two real things, which is a lot of hard work and a lot of good fortune. And through that process, we've managed to build our business over 35 years. You know, we're now very proud of some wonderful landmark projects, which we've already named in this podcast. There's no need for me to repeat them. We're also very fortunate to have in excess of 600 wonderful colleagues who work for us and are some of the top professionals in the real estate industry in the country. And as I say, you know, to build a business, it takes a lot of hard work and, you know, your fair share of good luck comes in handy too. But we've been very fortunate and, you know, I sometimes have to pinch myself as to what we've managed to achieve together. John and I are very proud of what we've achieved and what our colleagues have helped us to achieve. And of course, all the support that comes from suppliers and banks and investors over many years has helped us to get to where we are today.
I see we're over 20 minutes, so just to end things off on the podcast, two questions in one. Maybe you just want to share briefly the group's international exposure. And then I mentioned it's a private group, but you're such a major player. Are you considering any form of JSE listing in the future? I know insiders were talking about a potential fund at one stage, but do you want to comment on that, James?
Sure. So, Siren, let's start first very briefly on our international exposure. We have investments in the United Kingdom, three developments that we're busy with there at the moment. We've heavily invested in the southeastern states of the United States of America, where we're now on to our ninth project, mainly in the residential arena. In fact, this year we'll complete our 1,000th house in America, and we're very proud of what we're up to there. And both the UK and America have been successful for us. Notwithstanding that, we remain a proudly South African business, and the majority of our assets remain in South Africa, and that won't change materially over the next few years. And then your question about would the Amdek Group consider a JSE listing? We have toyed with that idea in the past, as you correctly point out. Some years ago, when the REIT legislation came in, we were very close to merging our commercial property assets with another large property developer, and we were contemplating at that point in time listing as a REIT. Subsequent to that, we've decided that we don't really have a massive desire to be a listed entity. We're quite pleased with how our business is funded, which is a combination of private equity and very good support from all the major banks in South Africa. We have a number of very loyal and wonderful investors, such as Public Investment Corporation, as well as PSG in Stellenbosch, and Liberty have been investors of ours over many years. We're very proud of those relationships, and they've been very supportive. All three of those investors have been very supportive to us. So at this point in time, we have no desire to list our company on the JSE. And we're just going to continue as we have done over the last 35 years and see if we can put up more iconic precincts and buildings for South Africans to enjoy. And we hope we can keep doing that.
James, thanks for that. I fully understand the property industry or the REIT sector is seems to have turned the corner and is back on the up. But considering the huge discounts they're still trading at, I think it probably was a good decision not to list, or fortuitous as it were. James, thank you so much for your time on the podcast. That was James Wilson, the CEO of Amdek Group.
Thanks for listening to the MoneyWeb Property Pod with Suren Naidu. To listen to more episodes, go to moneyweb.co.za or the MoneyWeb app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates. Follow Suren on Twitter at Suren Naidu for more of his property industry content and other business stories. The Property Pod.